Welcome to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of the Rick Rosman Experience. The purpose of this program is basically to bring out unsung heroes in our local area here in L.A. And later beyond. Heroes that make a difference. Heroes that give back. Heroes that you may know and some that you may not. But backing up a little bit about me, I've been 33 years as a wealth management advisor with a well-known firm here in the South Bay. I'm in my 60s. Graduated UCLA, econ finance, married, hobby. I did 6 marathons so far this year. I did 5 and 11. And over the holidays, we're going to China to visit my wife's family. So I do live a life that is full. But it's fuller because of what's happening today and the people that we are going to have you talk to. You know, we live in affluence for the most part. Many of you live in affluence. Your children do not have the challenges that maybe an inner city kid has. Some of the schools that we come across graduate less than half or maybe even less of the kids, and we surely can't go forward as a society like that. Poverty. Poverty of actual poverty, and then there's poverty of despair. You go down to Skid Row, and you see actual poverty of despair, and there are people out there that are fighting that battle. I could go on and on. My tutor in helping out was my dad. My dad, during the Depression, rode the rails. He, too, suffered poverty. And after the war, he had a gas station in Glendale, and I used to work with him, and it was right next to the railroad tracks. And the homeless guys would come by. The homeless guys and gals would come by. And here I am, 5 or 6 years old, and they would always ask my dad for a cup of coffee or a dime. And that's what he did, is that he was able to do that. And having that instilled in me at a young age, I find myself fortunate because it's always been there. My kids used to be embarrassed sometimes. I would go up to a homeless guy when they were growing up, and they are now involved in many of their own programs giving back, but giving a homeless guy a dollar or two for lunch without judgment. Many folks might say, well, all they're going to do is go out and spend it on X or Y. It's not in the judging. It's in the giving. My personal story, right now, I'm on the boards of the Laker famous A.C. Green, Osmuga Foundation. Osmo Foundation nominees the back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Academy Business Leadership with Anna Runyon. Cecil Murray, the noted civil rights leader, Center for Community Engagement. Steps for Education LA, that's one of my newest. And I'm also on Jefferson High School's advisory board. We help out a lot at Miller Children's and with children's cancer. And then there's the Union Rescue Mission. The Union Rescue Mission and the great work that they do in downtown L.A. to help out the homeless. And our guest today is the icon of L.A., and he calls the homeless he advocates for the homeless. He calls them his guests. The advocate is none other than the Reverend Andy Bales, who has dedicated his life to making a difference. And I challenge each one of you as we go through here to think of ways that maybe you could get involved. But with Andy, it's not only a passion, he lives it. And every single day he says, Rick, I got to take care of my guests. I got to take care of my guests. And if you visited the Union Rescue Mission or talked to Andy, you too would be influenced by the power. This man has power, and the power is to change lives. So with that, I want to introduce none other than the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy, are you with us?
I am. Hey, Rick.
Great. Great to have you here, Andy. The inaugural show of the Rosman Experience. Andy, I got to ask you a question. How did you, did you grow up with the idea of working with the homeless? How did you get involved and become a homeless advocate?
Thank you, Rick. It's an honor to be on your show. I did not think I would be an advocate for people experiencing homelessness, but I did know that my own dad traveled the rails as a homeless child. He traveled the rails, but he did it as a child. And in fact, his last week on earth, he talked nothing but about that devastating experience as a homeless child, 4 years old, trying to hang on to his daddy's neck while his daddy jumped a freight car to travel out to California. And then they lived in a tent in Azusa Canyon while his dad worked on the big Azusa Dam way up in the mountains. And the only picture I have of my grandpa is a picture that includes my dad when he was 15 standing in front of that tent in Azusa Canyon. So my dad probably experienced homelessness as a child from off and on from 4 to 15. So I always had a heart for people who were struggling because my dad had a wonderful heart for people who were struggling. But I used to look at guys digging out of a dumpster and kind of look right through them and not really see them. Knew what was going on, but tried to ignore it like many of us do. Until a gentleman approached me at my weekend job. I taught school during the week. And at that school, I preached a sermon 6 times about how important it was to feed the hungry. Not just once, but 6 times. And then when I was working at the parking ramp on the weekend, a man who was homeless knocked on my window, asked me for my sandwich. And after preaching that message 6 times about the importance of feeding the hungry, I turned him down, and he walked away disappointed into the darkness, and I realized that I wasn't practicing what I preached, and I hoped and prayed for another chance, and I found him on the street a few weeks later and fed him, and then a few weeks after that, I was asked to work at a downtown rescue mission, and I saw that as a chance to practice what I preached, and that was 27 years ago, and I've been trying to practice what I preached for the last 27 years.
That's an incredible story to come out of the experience, having a father that experienced homelessness, rode the rails, and then that poignant scene with the sandwich, and then saying no, and then having the wherewithal in your own heart to come back and say, you know, I got to practice what I preach. I know you're an ordained minister. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you bring that to the homeless experience?
Yeah, I was ordained many years ago by my home church while I was serving people who are homeless. I've also been a youth pastor of a church and a pastor of outreach at Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena. And I get to preach once a month at the mission in our chapel service. And I get to counsel people who are struggling with homelessness. And I just preached at a church this morning, told not only my story, but the story about Union Rescue Mission. So I get a lot of opportunities to practice being a pastor. I even get to do weddings of folks who decide to get married at Union Rescue Mission. And we fix up our chapel and often have the receptions on our roof with a great view of LA, so I get to put my preaching and speaking abilities to work at Union Rescue Mission. You know, we are a faith-based mission, and we believe in transforming lives. We're not just a shelter or a place to eat and sleep, but we really believe in sharing the gospel, and we believe in people's lives being transformed by the Lord. And I'm not sure I could do this work without strength from the Lord.
Amen. Andy, two things. Number one, I got to remind our callers that we do take questions on this to Andy, as well as other questions about homelessness or giving back, and it's 213-943-3434. And to Andy's comments about weddings, Andy, Sheila, and I were fortunate enough to have the to have Reverend Bales do the wedding ceremony for us. So he does do wedding ceremonies, folks. Andy, can you describe what exactly goes on at the Union Rescue Mission, say a typical day? What exactly goes on and how, you know, and how it's maybe evolved over the last couple of years since you've been there?
Sure. We have about 800 people under our roof each night. Half of those folks are precious women and children. That might surprise folks, but that's the fastest group of people who are experiencing homelessness is women and children. And we not only feed three times a day, but we have a medical clinic from UCLA. We have a dental clinic from USC. We have a legal clinic from Pepperdine University and a mental health clinic from Pepperdine University. And we really try to treat the whole person. And then besides shelter, we have a recovery program, and probably 120 men are in an intense one-year program, 19 different classes, overcoming anger, overcoming addiction, dealing with grief and loss. They're volunteering throughout the mission in various jobs. They even have a PE class where they're working their tails off, running up and down the stairs sometimes near my office, and I'm thankful I'm not joining them. They work through that intense program, 400 hours in the Learning Center. They graduate in cap and gown, then they move into transitional housing for 6 to 24 months where they find a job, save their money, and get ready to move out on their own. We have a very similar program to that recovery program, except it's geared for women and children, and that's 22 miles northeast of L.A. at Hope Gardens Family Center. And it's really a lot like the recovery program for men, but with sensitivity to the needs of the families. So we're all about life transformation. I really believe that the best way to end homelessness for us is life transformation, followed by a job, followed by a home. And we're working really hard to put together even a stronger jobs program. And Rick, you've been involved in that, so thank you.
Andy, you mentioned children. I know when I first heard that children were at the URM, and actually school buses pull up in the morning, and I know that you try to get them out the Hope Gardens, but actually school buses pull up in the morning and take them to, you know, grammar, middle, or high school. Actually, you know, how many kids are there presently? And I know that you try to move them quickly. What's a typical stay for a child at the URM?
Sure, there's around 100 kids out at Hope Gardens, but because of the devastation, so many families experiencing homelessness, we've had at times nearly 100 at Union Rescue Mission, while we've had 100 at Hope Gardens. So not sure the exact number right now, probably in the range of 80 to 100 on any given night at Union Rescue Mission. And we're working hard to open up another building out at Hope Gardens so we can get more folks, more children off the streets of Skid Row and out to a safe, hopeful place like Hope Gardens.
Andy, on a basis, because you're involved literally on the ground floor of homelessness, what is the future, in your opinion, for homelessness, and not only in L.A., but maybe for greater America? How do you see, what could the government, in your opinion, what should the government be doing, volunteers be doing? Is there anything that, that maybe they could change, or what's your wish list?
Yeah, we've had kind of a struggle because homelessness takes a multi-strategy approach to end, and the government has bought into the only way to solve homelessness is moving people into permanent supportive housing while they're in any condition. And they've moved resources away from shelters and rescue missions like ours and towards permanent supportive housing alone. And as they do that, all the resources have moved to one strategy, and the other folks like us have had to struggle to get enough resources. And in effect, what that has done, it's helped the few that are being helped with permanent supportive housing, but it's left the many out in the cold. So in other words, permanent supportive housing is geared toward the 10 or 20% most chronic homeless in the U.S. So that means the other 80% of folks can go into a shelter or a mission, bounce back quickly, and get on their feet. Well, those 80% are being left out in the cold because all the resources are drifting to permanent supportive housing. So I would say to the government, and I'd say this to the president, please go back to the multi-pronged strategy. We need permanent supportive housing, but we also need recovery programs, and we need shelters, and we need rescue missions. And we need transitional housing like Hope Gardens Family Center. And I will tell you that if we don't go back to a multi-pronged strategy, more and more people will become homeless. There have been 55 tent cities spring up in the last few years because of this, moving all the resources into permanent supportive housing. That plus the devastated economy has caused that. So we need to go back to the multi-pronged strategy, and also people need to get involved. I believe the best way, one of the best ways to end homelessness one-on-one is a friendship. A lot like Steve Lopez did with the gentleman on the streets. He came alongside this guy and stuck with him throughout all the difficulties. We've had that happen at the mission where people come in and be a mentor and a friend. And, it's not a case of giving away money. It's a case of giving away yourself, being a friend, an encourager. I've experienced that in my life, coming alongside somebody, believing in them, and lifting them out of homelessness and watching them excel. And that's another strategy that everybody out there could get involved in, just giving yourself away, as you do, Rick. You're one of our best volunteers. You rev up other volunteers and bring all kinds of energy to the mission. That's really what we need.
Well, and it's because of your inspiration. Truly, getting down there, and this is where I'm going to go to the next question. But folks, if there's any questions, call 914-338-1303, and you've got Andy on the line. But Andy, how would many people think, oh my God, I'm going to go volunteer in Skid Row? So you have to get over that. How would you? What can our listeners do? I know they've got time, talent, and treasure, but maybe identify each one. What is it that listeners can do that would really make a dent and help you and the homeless situation?
Well, you certainly can give your time. Everybody's got time. If we don't have resources, we certainly have some time on our hands. So you can come as cast members from the Bold and Beautiful did the other morning. I met them down at the mission at 5:30 a.m., and they served breakfast. We have four breakfasts starting at 6:30 and 7 and 8, and everyone can come either serve breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You also can come down and run off some steam with our kids. They run off steam at 5 o'clock each night in our gym, and you can help come to our learning center and help folks learn how to read or pass their GED. We need work teams out at Hope Gardens. Folks can call us at 213-347-6300, or they can go on the website at urm.org, or you could do that at a local mission in your town, and I'm sure they would be anxious to have you come and volunteer and give away your time. You can give away your talents. That's what I ask people to do. Come and take a tour and see what's going on, and then figure out how you can bring your talent to the mission or to an agency. Who knows what it is? It could be helping with IT or helping with arts and crafts, singing, could be anything. I'm sure you could bring your talents. And then your treasures. Rick, you may not know this, but in order to start our jobs program and in order to expand the work at Hope Gardens, we have to raise $4.5 million just in December alone. And so any gift would be of great help to Union Rescue Mission this month. You can go online at urm.org and make a gift, but you can do that at any agency serving people who are homeless in your town. And believe me, your gift will be welcome.
Andy, that's your story and the service is absolutely amazing. Folks, I've had the pleasure of knowing Andy for a few years and going down to the Union Rescue Mission even before Andy was there. It's truly transforming, truly life-changing for the folks that are that they shelter. They turn no one away for a meal. If you want to get involved, you can go down and help out, even serving. And Sandy said there's reading programs and things like that down there. If you're retired and you have talent that you want to put to good use, call the volunteer department. Now, as a financial advisor, and we all know what's going on in the tax situation and the so-called fiscal cliff, and will the deductions be taken away for or limited on charitable giving? I'm sure that Andy and Andy's window would be open all the way up to December 31st for those that are so inclined to give, and there might be more of an incentive because of all the uncertainty. That Andy will take donations in kind, whether it's stock. If you have appreciated stock, I'm sure they have a way to take that. If you have donations of clothes, if you have donations of large amounts of good food, whether it's canned goods or coffee or anything, they can make good use of it, everything that comes in. Now, Andy, I understand that the you know, how did you get involved with getting SC, UCLA, and Pepperdine? And ladies and gentlemen, what they do when a homeless person goes through the transformation process, some of the times they have health issues. Some of the times they have dental issues and legal issues. And with those three wonderful institutions from our area, they go down and help. But how did you integrate a program like that and get them to support you? That's intriguing.
Right. They came to us. And what we do with UCLA is it's all professional staff, doctors and PhD nurses, nurse practitioners, but the dental clinic is final year dental students supervised by a dentist, and then the Pepperdine mental health clinic is final year psychology students supervised by a psychologist, and then the legal clinic is final year Pepperdine legal students supervised by a lawyer. And so it's on the job training for final year students for the most part, and they came to us with those opportunities, and we welcomed them. We actually right now we're looking for one of the area colleges to hopefully bring some seniors to help out or final year students to help out in our learning center because of LAUSD budget cuts, we lost seven teachers in the learning centers. So we'd like to see a college institution step forward with some students to help us in training our GED folks and others.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good. Andy, I'm going to wrap it up, folks. And if there's any, Andy, don't be, I know you're not bashful. I've heard you as an advocate for the homeless. But one last time, can you give a shout out about how our listeners can get involved and be of service to you, particularly at the Union Rescue Mission, if they're in the LA area, or if they're not, to be of service in other homeless areas throughout the country. So give one last big commercial for you and others who serve what you do.
Sure. With the Union Rescue Mission, you can call 213-347-6300, and I'd advise calling tomorrow. But you can always get our website at urm.org. And Rick, I'd like to just close my time just reading a quote from a Native American about giving. Is that all right?
Oh, absolutely, Andy, absolutely.
It was our belief that the love of possessions is a weakness to be overcome. Its appeal is to the material part, and if allowed its way, it will in time disturb one's spiritual balance. Therefore, children must early learn the beauty of generosity. They are taught to give what they prize most, that they may taste the happiness of giving. And Rick, it's wonderful that you live that out every day, and I highly recommend folks that they give. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen, Andy. Andy, thank you so much, folks. This is the conclusion of the kickoff of the Rosman Experience and the legendary, right? I know he's so humble, he probably doesn't like these compliments, but the wonderful, legendary Reverend Andy Bales. Take a chance, reach out, take a chance and make that phone call, 213-347-6300 to the URM. They've got facilities down there. They can give you a tour, and if you get involved and help, it will change your life. In giving, we receive. And the most abundance comes to those that give, whether it's good health or good life. And it happens in the spirit of giving. You'll notice that the people down there who do serve and are giving, they are the most joyful crowd you ever wanted to be around. And that in turn, the energy level down there is just amazing. And it's a credit to Andy Bales. I will say one last thing. And maybe Eddie could comment on it. The Saturday before Christmas, we cook somewhat almost 200 turkeys in deep fryers, and we start at midnight and work all night. And the total amount of turkeys for that feed is somewhere around 400. But Andy stays. Not only is Andy there all night, but Andy, why don't you talk about how many people we served that day as a close, and how long you were there, so that people get an idea of your dedication.
Sure, we served 3,100 precious folks, even had a dessert bar. And if folks want to experience the Rosman Experience, they can come and deep fry turkeys with us all night. And I highly recommend the Rosman Experience. It's been a good one. So thank you, Rick.
Andy, thank you. God bless. And would you say a prayer for everyone for this holiday season, Andy? And then we'll say goodbye.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you for all that you're doing through giving folks. Sometimes those giving folks are someone's last hope or only hope of a new life, and we thank you for all the new lives that are being produced because of giving folks like Rick and others. Lord, bless us. Bless all of us during these holidays. In your name, amen.
Amen. Andy, we do have a call. 5406, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, go ahead. You got Andy Bales on and Rick Rosman.
Well, hi Andy and hi Rick. I just wanted to say, you know, your show is amazing. I just had an experience to go down and meet some of the people at the mission, and the energy that Andy puts out and you, Rick, is just it's a godsend. Without people like you, I don't know who would take care of these individuals with all your volunteer time and advice. It's just really appreciated. by several people I've talked to, and you're kind of, both of you guys are really inspirational, I'll be honest with you.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else? 1982, go ahead. Did we do that right, Eric?
Eric, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
This is Frieda Wiltz. I'm the publicist, and I just want to tell you, your show is awesome.
Well, that's because I'm the guest I have out here, Frieda. I've got Andy Bales on. I mean, how could I make a mistake with someone like Andy?
That's true. Yeah, so keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think that's it. I think that's it. Andy, take care. God bless, and have a good Christmas, and a good Christmas to all of our listeners. Amen.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye bye. Well, folks, I don't know if you can still hear me. That concludes our first showing of the Rosman Experience. Next week, we promise to have another icon in the community who gives back, who makes it his total and complete soul and heart is dedicated to making a difference. Again, doing another commercial for Reverend Andy. If you haven't gone to the Union Rescue Mission, please do. Time, talent, and treasure is needed. Any way, shape, or form, they're always looking for food. And we're talking about canned goods and coffee and everything like that. They're always looking for clothes. They're always looking for treasure. And before the year end, as my financial advisor, that's what I do, with the fiscal cliff, you may want to consider making a donation to the Union Rescue Mission before year end. Andy would be more than happy to accept it. 213-347-6300. My advice is go down there and make a difference. And if you're not in the LA area, go down to a homeless shelter and give of yourself. Your Christmas and your holidays will be more rewarded. I guarantee it. With that, this is Rick Rosman from the Rosman Experience signing off. We'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place, on Easy Radio at 4:00. Thank you very much.